Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. And now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
I became aware of it yesterday online that apparently there's some sort of massive typhoon in the D.C. area. I see Messrs. Santana Bloom and Monsieur Spiewak. They are all here in studio. You didn't get blown away. What the hell's going on up there?
When I left my house today, in front of my house, I have cedars, you know, cedar trees.
Yes.
And I guess they were smaller when we moved them, but now they're probably like 12 or 15
yes.
feet tall.
Those are 12 or 15 tall animals.
You think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
They were bent at 90 degrees. We were getting about 59 mile an hour winds in Leesburg this morning.
Really 59?
I heard it on the news. I heard
59.
Tucker told me. Curmudgeonly
59.
Tucker Barnes.
This may help you, Mike. It's a type of storm where you see the clouds moving at a clip where you're like, this looks like a...
Yeah, we're going to die.
Time lapse.
Yeah, it looks like a time lapse sky.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I looked at my neighbor who was picking up his trash can because you lay him out in the city, right?
Yeah.
And
right.
he goes, God damn. And I'm like, I think it's going to snow. He goes...
Oh, there was flurries on the way in, even though it's only 40 degrees.
He pointed to the sky. I said, I think we're all going to die because I've never seen clouds move that fast in my life.
Clouds can creep me out. It looks tornadic outside. You know, that sort of weird color in the sky? It's weird
nor'easter.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're saying that this is an event you haven't had for many, many years.
Yeah.
It's crazy out there.
The federal government is closed. Most of the county schools are closed. Universities are closed. It is wild, especially if you're driving to work and you see no cars on the streets or the highway.
My commute was 40 minutes shorter today. 40 minutes.
You sit there and you're like, did I miss something? Like, dude, I must have missed something because there's nobody going to work today.
Yeah.
Is the so are you going to get a dramatic change in the weather patterns after this moves through? Will it be cold again or what's going on?
High wind warning until 6 a.m. tomorrow and then continued mid 40s for the foreseeable future.
So it's just a wind event.
It's a wind event. Yeah. But
but that's when trees fall through houses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's when Bob Marley gets in his underwear and chainsaw.
Yeah. And his flip flops.
Yeah.
It's very, very scary. Well,
Loudoun County closed their schools, I think, at about 5:10 this morning. That's when we got the call from Wade. But Robert was most excited. He said he came running downstairs. I was like, Dad. I said, what? He says, trash pickup has been canceled. I don't have to put out the recycles. And then a fist bump. I mean, I said, you want to hold out for school.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it?
Right you are, Mike.
You will like this, Mike. Well, I feel for this gentleman, and I don't know him. He just moved into the neighborhood.
Yeah. Is his house tiny, too?
No, he's got one of the big houses on the corner.
The big
house.
Yeah,
one of the big houses. How much does a Porsche 911 Carrera cost? Do you think
new?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah, about 90.
I don't even
think.
$90.
I think it's over $100,000. Just guesstimate, right?
Okay. I don't know. Can you get 0% financing?
I
called Yvonne, and I was able to get one in my driveway in a day and a half.
For both of you, I think, can you fit in it is the question. But listen.
Right. Yeah. I had one, by the way, Mr. Man.
What?
I had a Porsche Cayenne a long time ago.
No way.
He bought it
because he liked the flavor.
When we moved... Was it a Cayenne or a Cayman?
Cayenne. The Porsche Cayenne is a crossover.
Which is the two-door?
Which one has the double flavors?
I got the Cayman. I got the Cayman when we moved to Florida because I was so distraught. that we were moving to another studio, that I wanted to have something to look forward to.
Daddy wants a toy.
Because Daddy wanted a toy, because Daddy's commute was now going to be have an hour added to it. It ended up being a lot more a day. So it was more like 2 hours a day that it was added to my commute. Remember those trips home from Rockville, Maryland?
They were great.
We'd get on the Beltway, and it would just be, okay, well, here we are for another 9 hours.
But is that SUV?
That's the Cayenne. It was the two-door.
It was the smaller
than
the 911.
You got the sports car?
I got the sports car, pal. Look it up.
I don't even remember you in that. I don't remember you in that car.
I got rid of it shortly thereafter. I realized it just wasn't
I've gotten in one of those.
It was practical.
Like, just for S's and giggles.
Yeah.
And I can't. I don't feel comfortable in it. It's too small.
My Facebook feed for the On This Day today went back to when we were still broadcasting in Manassas. Remember when you were for some reason in a smart car for a few days?
Yes.
And there's a picture of me in a smart car, and it's the most horrifying thing you've ever seen.
Let me say this about cars, okay? I'm 58 years old now. Let me tell you what I think about.
Okay.
All right? The fact is, at this advanced age, and I love
the
cars,
fact is.
There it is.
Hit it. That's a crappy alarm.
You chose it.
I did not choose it. I did not.
You did.
If I chose it, I would have picked it, Mr. Man, Mr. Lippity Lip today.
The quote was this. You said, "Where's that from?" That's from Todd.
You got mad at me because when you said your son was doing something lazy, I said the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. That got you upset, and now you're telling me I chose something that I didn't choose.
You chose it.
You picked it out.
You chose it.
I did not.
You did. You said it was so great that you wanted
it. Choosing it means I would have looked in a sound effects library and
Oscar played it, and you said you wanted it.
Because that's what you played for me. If you give me other options, maybe maybe we could have caught him.
Find something new. The fact is, he needs something new.
All right, here's one.
Anyway, I'm terrible. It's a cricket. It's a variation of say. I'm the one that says TFI. I should say TFI. Where was I? I forgot what I was talking about.
You bought a car you couldn't fit in.
No, well, you couldn't fit in it.
Cars. Here it is. 58. Rob knows that I was a car person. I loved cars.
We had
I
a joke about it. Cars. Every Tuesday you'd buy a car. That was the old joke.
I loved sports cars. I loved it. But I'm here to say, if I could go back and change things, I would. Because when I see the guys down here, the old men that are driving their ridiculously expensive cars, and there is a guy in the neighborhood that has a what's the super expensive sports car, like the
Maserati,
the Mac Day? No, more
the Bentley,
a Buick LeCern,
Ferrari. And then there's another guy that's a wholesaler. But I'll tell you, when you see the white haired guys in these cars, you're like, trip.
Whoa,
no. It just makes them look like a stain.
It screams success and Viagra.
Yeah.
It screams a-hole to me.
Really?
Maybe it's because I... And by the way...
Here he comes in his Ferrari, Mike.
Here he is. Hey, look at this guy. Oh, yeah.
Is he eating the Snickers? Yeah.
I can play this game.
You know you can.
Wait, you can play this right now. I'll just do.
Yeah, what we got here, Oscar, is we have a Ferrari owner from South Florida.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
How's your Ferrari?
Oh, yeah. It's so fast.
Why did you buy it?
Because I'm a dick.
You know what?
I'm driving in my Ferrari.
You know it's stick.
It's a stick.
Yeah.
Like me. Let me open the glove compartment.
What's in
can
there?
You turn that up for me a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me open the glove compartment. Let me check out those little blue pills. There's my Viagra. Yeah. I got a comb over. Yeah. I'm going to get a lot of ladies with this. Think I'm going to roll down to Twin Peaks. Have a beer. Drive my Ferrari.
Hey, you know what you might want to do is you might want to go to Walmart and pick up some Grecian formula.
Yeah. Sideburns.
I can't.
Yeah. Feeling pretty good. Hey, Pony.
Yes.
How many days without a cigarette?
I've lost count. We're on, 16 or so?
Maybe about right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pony boy. Oh, yeah. Who's the intern in today?
Oh, we have Adrian and we have Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi, Adrian. Are you wearing that ski cap?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Adrian.
Yes.
Can you say hi, Mike?
Hi, Mike.
Okay. Does it sound a lot like this?
Hi, Mike.
All right. I've got some dollar amounts.
Oh, good, good, good.
They came. Right, so, they yes. came in today. Today's came in, right? It's $55,000, yes. right?
How much is it?
$55,000
in today's dollars.
That's not like Ferrari money. So you no. could, you know, that's no, what you fine. Pay starting. For like an SUV now, for God's sake. So,
that's starting with no frills, no detail, right. no wheels,
California
whatever,
emission,
right?
yeah, undercoating.
If you get the 911 Carrera, the one that's the new neighbor's car, which a right. branch fell on from this wind.
Oh no! Right.
Oh dear.
The cost of now the guy, the a-hole Ferrari guy is waving his arms around. He's telling me there's only one thing that matters about it. What? Well, what? Come over here. Tell me what's going on.
I didn't know he'd be back.
The only thing that matters with a sports car
yeah?
is how it goes in. is how it goes into a diminishing radius curve.
A what?
A diminishing radius curve. I got that from Gordon Liddy.
Hey, I bet there you never go. Miss his show.
Oh, hold on a second. He said, you ever miss Liddy's show?
No way. Hey, I gotta run.
Bye.
Hannity's coming on.
TMOS Classic.
This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack and hydration sponsor. This is cool. They've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on two special edition products, a salted caramel chip protein bar and a yuzu mango hydration mix. Guess what? They are out of this world. This collaboration grew out of Chef Keller's daily regimen of IQ Bar products and combines IQ Bar's nutritional excellence with Keller's culinary expertise. IQ Bar's plant protein bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. The salted caramel chip IQ Bar has 12 grams of protein and only 1 gram of sugar, plus brain-boosting nutrients like lion's mane adaptogen. They taste great, but I love them because they make me feel good. And right now, IQ Bar is offering our listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64,000. Text TMOS to 64,000. That's TMOS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. Do you know ball? Yeah, boy. Well, there's only one series left in the playoffs, and the championship is officially on the line. That means time is running out for you to put yourself to the test on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. On Prize Picks, you can even mix and match player projections from different sports. Combine your favorite basketball players with players from baseball, hockey, esports, and much more. Prize Picks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. And Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineups. We all love Prize Picks, especially Rob's wife, Mrs. Spiewak, who has won thousands. Literally, don't miss out. Download the app today and use code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TMOS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. There's nothing better than finding a great cigar at an even better price, and that's why I love Thompson Cigar. They've been around since 1915, so they know a thing or two about cigars. Whether it's a quick five-pack for the weekend or joining one of their value clubs, Thompson makes it easy to save while enjoying top-notch cigars. Thompson also has one of the largest humidors in America, so they guarantee fresh cigars shipped right to your door every time. Thompson's knowledgeable team is available to help you find the perfect cigar, and their expert curated and customer curated clubs make discovering new cigars fun and affordable. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee, Thompson ensures you'll enjoy every cigar you order. Light 'em up! Visit ThompsonCigar.com today and explore their incredible selection of cigars and unbeatable deals. Enjoy up to 20% off orders of $75 or more. That's ThompsonCigar.com and use code TMOS at checkout. Discover why Thompson has been America's humidor since 1915. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who trust Thompson for quality, value, and exceptional service. Some exclusions apply.
Visit ThompsonCigar.com/TMOS or use the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your order of $75 or more.
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him, and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Monday, July 20, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, good things come to those who wait, and the Lord helps those who help themselves. And when you ask, the squeaky wheel will get the grease. And I want to say thank you.
You almost made it. You almost made it through that.
So close.
You almost did. It was
so close.
You were like a nanosecond away from sounding professional.
Yep. Motto of my life. I want to send thanks to Kaz at the Crab Stand, Mike.
Hey, folks, it's Kaz out here at the Crab Stand. Guess what today is? It's freaking Friday. Why am I freaking out? Two reasons, folks. Two reasons. I'm freaking out at the size of these crabs, and I'm freaking out from all the exposure we're getting from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey!
Folks, look, if you're looking for a good show to listen to, something entertaining, something fabulous, these guys are stand-up guys. Look, I laugh my butt off every day listening to these guys. Absolutely funny stuff. Look, go give them a like on Facebook. Go like them on YouTube. I don't care what you do. Just go like them. Tell them I sent you. The Mike O'Mara Show, folks. It's it. It's the one. If you're listening to anything else, you're listening to junk. Check these fellas out. All right, let's get down to business. Look, folks, I'm cutting deals here today. We're passing the savings on to you. You want full bushel baskets? Boom, price drop. All right, look, $2.15 a bushel. Small, medium, large, mixed number ones. Folks, it's on. It's great. Half bushels, we'll do $1.10. How's that sound? Get out here to the crab stand. Look, the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's what I'm doing today. Not a double woo. Four woos! Woo! 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 Mike O'Mara, we love you!
Thank you, Kaz.
It's the little things that matter in life.
Oh,
it's
so
the little
great.
Thing. Where is his crab stand? Is that down on the way to Ocean City
it
or something?
It is not.
Like
it's north of Baltimore. And you can just search the crab stand on Facebook, and you'll find your way there.
That's awesome.
But, Mike, if you ever need, just a shot in the arm, you want to boost yourself up, I can play you this.
Woo! 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 Mike O'Mara, we love you.
That's fantastic. Well, he heard it, and we asked for it, didn't we?
We did.
We asked for it
you
last
requested
week.
It on Friday, and
that's
you got
awesome.
What you asked for.
Good
Mike,
stuff.
Donald Trump says John McCain is not a war hero.
He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war
Five
hero.
Five and a half years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you. Do you
he's
agree with
hero.
That? He's a war hero because he was captured, okay? You could have, and I believe perhaps he's a war hero, but right now he said some very bad things about a lot of people.
Perhaps he's a war hero, Mike.
Well, no, here's the tell. This is, and look, this does not require any brain power to figure it out as the way he does it. But he's so in the news now, and he's so on a daily basis, you see Trump. Trump's strategy is you come in with the absolute horrifying statement. And by the way, anybody that knows anything about the history of a true American hero, John McCain.
Of course.
No one questioned that. And I voted, I did not vote for John McCain, but I've never had anything but admiration for his service. The fact is, Donald Trump swoops in with the horrible thing to say, and then he qualifies it by a diminishing term.
Right, so, he backs off.
So he'll say he is not a war hero. I don't like people that were captured. Perhaps he is a hero, so he can cover his ass. Well, that's going to bite him in the ass. And this is the first time hearing him today on the Today Show on the phone is the first time I've heard him this much on his heels.
Yeah,
he was so on his heels. Defend. He knows that he stepped on it, and he can't. He has no exit strategy because he's such a bloviator, and the whole delusional self-esteem thing does not allow him to show any kind of weakness. In his own mind.
Not in his game plan.
So it's pretty interesting to watch this theater, but I'm also, I'll be ready for him to pop off the national stage, that douchebag.
I'm glad you mentioned the Today Show, because here he is yelling at Matt Lauer, and as we said before, he's the only guy that does interviews on the phone on TV.
Excuse me, Matt, because you're the media and you do the same thing. The next sentence was, he is a war hero. I said that, but they never want to play it. And
by the way, the next sentence was, perhaps he is a war hero.
Perhaps he is a war hero.
You don't want to play it.
Well, why would you say the first thing?
Excuse me.
Why would you say the first part?
Savannah started it off by saying, I said that he wasn't a war hero. I didn't say that. And if you would have let it run just another 3 seconds, you would have said that I said clearly he is a war hero. I have absolutely no problem with that.
Anyway, so there he is.
He's a 9-year-old running for president.
He is.
let me ask you this. Oscar, I will ask you, do you see this as, will this eviscerate his brand ultimately? Once this is over, he will still be a household word.
Sure.
But the fact is, I think this is irreparable damage he's done by this presidential
run. I think
eventually
you will see him. He'll have to fade into the shadows simply for business reasons. That's just the reality. And then,
and he's lived, that's been the opposite of his business strategy throughout his career.
And his kids will come to the forefront with a different message.
Yeah.
I believe
do you think
that.
He'll be able to spin it that way?
I think it'll have to be that way because there's so many people that won't want to do business with him if he continues down this road. It doesn't matter how much money you're making at a certain point if you're getting that public and political backlash. And by the way, the people that he does business with, the majority of people, they're not just international. There are very powerful people in this country that have not just business or just financial stakes in this new election, but they have other candidates they're backing, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
It's not like he's the only game in town.
No.
And if you want to know, Mike, the polar opposite, I think we can close with this, actually. A classy guy. Here is John McCain responding to Trump and what he said.
But in the case of many of our veterans, when Mr. Trump said that he prefers to be with people who are not captured, well, the great honor of my life was to serve in the company of heroes. I'm not a hero, but those who are my senior ranking officers, people like Colonel Bud Day, Congressional Medal of Honor winner, and those that inspired us to do things that we otherwise wouldn't have been capable of doing. Those are the people that I think he owes an apology to.
And there you have it.
That's the difference between the two dudes.
Yep.
There you go. And glad you played that.
You and I have a certain, I think, shared respect for auctioneers. And some of the best auctioneers are livestock auctioneers, because once a year when people bring their beef to market, this is their make or break. When they do the livestock auction, they will sometimes do an auctioneer championship. And once you win it, you're not allowed to compete anymore. You're a champion for the rest of your life. I found this short documentary that helps explain that chant they do, that sort of patter when they're doing the auction. I think you're going to like this. These guys, they break it down for you, and they say the idea of the chant is not only to sell the beef, but to make it exciting.
During the chant, the auctioneer is basically calling out the bid that he's asking for.
And now $7 at 8 to the 1, 9 to the 1, 149 to the 1, 50.
It starts with numbers. It starts with clarity. Then you can add in your what they call filler words.
Bid 149, you're out, sir. 149.
Some of the basic filler words that an auctioneer would use is now, bid, dollar. Dollar bidder now.
It, two, not a minute on three, not a minute on three, not a minute on three, not a minute on four, not a minute on 154, five.
Will you give me here to buy, get them on?
Dollar bidder
now, here down, get along, here now.
Say now, go, dollar bid. I actually started saying here, there, and where in mine.
1 half here now, 72, there now, 2 1/2 here now, 73, dollar.
My basics chant starts with my number scale. And as I became more advanced, I started to interject those filler words. Bid 20, bid 20, bid 20, dollar bidder, now 30, now 30, dollar money. Now as you become more advanced, it'll sound something like this. And now $87, bid at $7, where now $8, $8, $8 to the where now $89, 90, 90 to go down, 90 to bid now, 90 to buy to the where now, $90, $1 to the where now, $1, $1, $1 to the where now, 91, 91, 91 to the where now, 1. And we'll something like
so
that.
So cool.
That's the guy that went on to win, the last one we heard.
That is cool to hear that. I love that stuff.
And the thing is that there's a touch of sadness because there's this one guy that's been up for it for like 15 times and he does bad at the question and answer period of being an auctioneer.
Oh, no.
He's a great auctioneer, but he just can't do that. All right. I loved when he slowed it down. $10 bid, $20 bid. So,
TMOS Classic.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Matthew McConaughey has a movie coming out called The Beach Bum. He is co-starring with Snoop Dogg, and there is a pot-smoking scene in it. And he tells a funny story about Snoop. He's a trickster. He's a merry prankster, this Snoop Dogg.
I did get snooped on our first scene together. It was a scene where I go to him, and my character Moondog's going to get turned on to the magic weed, which he has. And so I have my property weed, which is oregano. That was a good idea. Because the scene goes on for about 7 minutes. We're passing this joint back and forth, and I'm starting to feel a little bit. And all of a sudden, we yell cut, and he goes, yo, Moondog. He goes, that wasn't prop weed. That's Snoop weed. And I said, oh.
Snoop
weed. And I've said this. I don't recall much of the next 11 hours working, but I know I evidently didn't say one word of dialogue from the script for the rest of the night. I spoke very little English. I made a lot of deep mammalian sounds and four rap tunes.
So I look forward to that movie. I think that should be a lot of fun.
What are the odds? Like, if 100%? If you get that high, though, can you work? Only he can.
He said, the weed.
The weed. Yeah, that's not a oregano. That's Snoop.
Weed. I love it. This is really cool to me.
I don't know about it. Weed.
10 weed, 10 weed, 20 weed. Okay, so we all know this song. This is the love theme from The Godfather. Mm-hmm. And it's very haunting and very lovely. Someone took it and put it into a very advanced editing program, might have been Pro Tools, and shifted all the notes that were minor notes into major notes. They bent the pitch, and when he changes it, it sounds like it's like the theme to the Waltons. This is the same song, but it's happy.
Like Western happy.
Yes. Yeah, isn't that nice?
Like Little House on the Prairie happy.
Now that makes me wonder if I could take like Little House on the Prairie and bend it minor. It would sound really sad.
You might want to go home and try bending.
I'm going to do some note bending.
Might be very interesting.
Very cool.
And we close with this, Mike, because I know you like Shaquille O'Neal because he's Irish. He was on TNT covering basketball, and he did a shout out. Oh no, one of his cohorts did a shout out to a place in Los Angeles called the Two Bit Circus, which is called a micro amusement park. Mm-hmm. I did a little research on it. It's an indoor facility where they have a lot of attractions, and one of the things they do is they give you these huge inflatable balls that you have to match color wise with like a box or a hole. You got to roll these huge balls around. So they're talking about Two Bit Circus, and Shaq has the best time with it.
Yeah, shout out to Two Bit Circus, man. I
That's a great place downtown L.A.
You like that game, BD?
Stop.
We've lost the room. Yeah.
Two grown men rubbing big balls.
Why do you say we grab a hold of the show? Segue in from the colored balls and everything else that started this segment to the fact that we talk about rising stars.
The colored balls.
Excuse me. Luka Doncic.
Leave my balls.
Is a guy who's.
Please. You know what color they were too? For the color ball.
So, Luka Doncic. You know what color just too? Look at me. Forget there. Like usual.
Red
like
and blue. Like we're in
the, oh, jeez.
Oh, my.
Well, we're fired. So,
Luka Doncic.
So he says we're fired. Shaq says I'm not.
I'm not.
I saw this morning, and I got to thinking about how Oscar is in such a different mindset socially and entertainment-wise than you and I. Oscar, does this song mean anything to you?
Oh, my God. Wait. No.
You don't know the show's Hee Haw?
No.
Mike?
You know what I was seriously? It's so weird.
Yeah?
I know this happened yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Over the weekend in Boston, I was actually eefing.
Oh, eefing. Like, yeah. Yeah, I have the song. Hold on.
I was doing it in front of the kids.
Oh, I heard you do that before. Yeah. Is that from Hee Haw?
It's like a backwoodsy type thing. His name was, I think, Biddle. Biddle and Phelps, maybe, was the guys who did it.
Great morning show.
Oh, the best. And, no, you know what? Oh, I don't have Little
Jimmy
Eef and
Riddle?
Andy. No, what's that?
Jimmy Riddle?
It might be, actually. But, Mike, we lost one of the Hee Haw greats yesterday. You knew him as Cousin Clem, and I didn't know.
Now, let's be honest. You're saying greats, and it's not accurate.
You're right.
Like, if you're part of the cast.
If you're going to put in context of this show,
right.
Who would he be?
The one who could talk.
Yes. Who would he be?
He would be the Adrian of Hee Haw.
Oh, it's like you could lose him or keep him or lose him.
But he sang harmony, Mike. He sang harmony on this popular song.
All right, let's listen.
Your mama moved in to live with us, darling. I said, this house is just like your own. She took to heart this message I gave her. Now I'm so dang mad cause she just sold our home.
Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I found true love.
You better be
another.
You're gone.
Was gone.
I did not know he was Canadian, and he was 94 years old.
By the way, I'm a fan of Hee Haw, but...
Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone?
Primetime show?
I've searched the world over, and I thought I found true love. You made another, and you were gone.
It was prime time. It got canceled by CBS when they got rid of the Beverly Hillbillies and all their country comedies.
Yes.
But then it lived on in syndication for like 30 years.
Wow.
Very, very popular.
Adrian, and again, you should take this away. You're better than that guy. You're better than that guy.
Oh, there it is.
Eef and Annie, she is mine all mine. Little Eef and Annie has a terrible time. It don't make no difference what she tries
Rob
to
Ford
say.
Knows this.
When little Eef and Annie talk, it always come out this way.
Joe Perkins.
I like Ethan.
I did too.
Well, I got a girl named Annie.
All right, that's enough.
All right, that's enough. We'll run it lightly in the background. Right. This is funny.
What decade is this?
this is a weird thing because Ethan is like something from the turn of the century in the Blue Ridge and the Ozarks.
Yes.
But this is a soul record. So they took a guy who was able to do this sort of backwoodsy thing and put it with a soul artist.
Like a mashup.
Yeah, it was a hit record in 1963.
So in today's world, it would be like Drake and a country artist.
Exactly. A Licorice Hat. And
Blake Shelton.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, anyway, stop that.
My, how music has changed.
Sure was nice.
A soul record.
I love. Well, Joe Perkins was a soul artist. I'm not saying it was a soul record. All right.
Thank you.
Kids love Star Wars.
Sure.
Did you know that? Everyone's seeing Rogue One.
Yes. Yeah.
I know. Oscar went and saw it.
Saw it,
right?
On Sunday morning.
Sure.
Can you give us a review tomorrow?
Well, yeah, tomorrow I can.
But what's funny? If we go back to the interviews, like from the early '80s, do you know that in his mind, George Lucas had this long-range plan. Back in the 80s, this is Mark Hamill.
So loyal to George, and I owe him so much. He at one time said, would you consider playing an Obi-Wan type character handing Excalibur down to the next generation? I said, when that would that be? And at the time, he said, around 2011. I thought, gee,
did you get a baby on
much
his
as
lap?
I'd like yeah. to have a job lined up at the turn of the century, I was right. figuring out how old I'd be at that point.
How about giving your baby to the nanny while you're doing the
would
interview
you consider
about George
taking
Lucas,
your baby
okay?
off
Ask
the set?
Annoying it is.
God, that's the Barry Williams of movies right there. That I swear to God, that Mark Hamill is the Barry Williams. And then George told me, and then George, and I've been milking same stupid movie for 150 years.
All right, how about this then? Here's another one you might not care for. I could play more Efing. This came across my Facebook page, and I kept going back to it. I think the way the fa-la-la's sound is so funny. It's one of those Barack dub videos where they make the president sing a song, but this is a Christmas song, and the way they did it to me, I found it marvelously entertaining.
I love you back. Is it time?
I think it's time.
Back the halls with howling. It's the season to be jolly.
Like this.
Don, we are gay. Carol.
The Lola is the best. That's our president singing a Christmas carol. That's your magic audio ball.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him, and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.